Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Because there's some ideas and stuff we come up with that's not of Yahweh. Suggestions. I have a suggestion. Well, where's the source of that suggestion? Where's it coming from? So the enemy uses thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. And then you can go from there. You can go to schemes, plans, plots. Right? The things that we do in our minds, right? And so we're saying that the word of Yahweh is strong enough to cast down all those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh. What is the knowledge of Yahweh? That is the word. So sometimes you might have an idea, but is your idea going along and lining up with the word? If your idea is not lining up with the word, toss it. You might have a suggestion. If your suggestion does not line up with the word, toss it. Well, I can't seem to focus, so I'm going to go to the place that has the green leaf on it, and I'm going to get me some medical marijuana, and I think I'll be able to focus. Well, that's a crazy thought, crazy idea, crazy suggestion, right? Then there are some legitimate health, like glaucoma maybe, but you as a believer, you're a kingdom person. You're entitled to kingdom benefits. All you got to do is lay hands on that thing and it'll clear up in the name of Yeshua. That's the power that you got if you utilize it. But I'm saying that the enemy will plan all that stuff. And it'll be, oh, it's a good idea. You know, it's just around the corner. Every thought, idea, suggestion is not divine. Okay, so what must we do? We must pull down those strongholds and bringing into captivity every thought. So you got to bring those thoughts captive. So what we found out is that when you have a thought, you can take a thought or you can reject the thought. Say, I can take a thought or I can reject the thought. Now, it does not belong to you until you take it. Now, you know just what we call it, a passing thought. Sometimes you might have a passing thought, right? Well, sometimes you need to let them thoughts just what? Pass right on by. But when you stop the thought and you start engaging and entertaining the thought, then now it's yours, right? So, this is what we found out in those scriptures. We lead thought. Say, I lead a thought. I lead a thought captive. We have the power to lead that thought captive. We can take a thought or reject a thought, all right? And it's your decision. Say, it's my decision to accept the thought. Now, if you accept a thought or if you reject a thought, it's directly connected to your victory. You want victory? You better start thinking what thoughts that you take and what thoughts you reject. I believe that everybody in this house wants victory. So therefore, if you want to maintain your victory, you got to maintain your thought life. Say, to maintain my victory, I must maintain my thought life. It's true. Because some stuff you let in your, and you grab hold of it, and it's messing with your victory. I'm telling you right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, I'm not going to let no crazy thought interrupt my victory in Yeshua's name. I'm not going to do it. And my sister here on Facebook, I gotta give it up to you. Every day she posts a confession. She says, in the name of Yeshua, this must like, and this is my confession in the name of Yeshua. And I say, I like that. Why do I like it? Because she's giving a suggestion based on the word. And some of y'all be looking at that stuff and you liking some crazy stuff. But don't you know when you like something, you done took that into your thought pattern. You better be careful what you let in. Be careful what posts you like. You want to know why? You better come to Bible study and find out about spiritual warfare and demonic forces. Do I have any of my Bible people in Bible study? Have we been hitting it? I can only share some little kibbles and bits with you on Sundays. But you want the whole meal, you got to come to Bible study. All right. And so it's up to us. Satan plants thoughts. It's up to us to accept or reject them. We have to be what the Hebrew says, a sha'ar, S-H-A-A-R. Say sha'ar. A sha'ar is a gatekeeper. So before you let that thing in, you say, hark, who goes there? Where is that coming from? Is it coming from above or is it coming from beneath? And if it's coming from above, it has access. Go on, come on in. But if it's coming from below, you are shut off. Not only that, I'm going to crush you, I'm going to smash you, and I'm going to cast you out in the name of Yeshua. You have to do that. You have the power to accept or reject. And so, if we go to 1 Peter, let's go there. Knowing this, knowing that the power lies in us, because Yahweh has created you so wonderfully, so beautifully. He's given you what's called a free will. You make up your mind what you want to do, right? Now, your children, let me speak. When I was a kid, I had no free will. They said, go to church. You go to church. If they say, jump, how high? But when you come to the understanding and the age where you got to take this on for yourself. When I got older, the scripture is true. Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's older, he won't depart from it. Had it not been for that, I would have been lost. But when it came time, and when I got old, it wasn't until I got old, but thank God for his grace and his mercy that he allowed me the time to get in before anything took place. But when you know the word for yourself, and you know what Yeshua did for yourself, and you know that he's pulled you out of your situations yourself, and you know that you got a testimony yourself, you know you saw him operate in your behalf yourself. When you know that solidifies you, and it's like, I ain't going back. Say, I won't turn back. Ain't no turning back. I'm not going back, because the way things used to be was crazy. So how do we maintain that? Be a sha'ar. Be a gatekeeper. So we go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. One of the problems with people receiving from Yahweh is that they think they know everything. They, got to come up here and get this towel. Your pride will keep you from getting what Yahweh has for you. Y'all got, can't nobody tell me nothing, I'm grown. Well, you grown. You've been making all them bad decisions all your life, and you still ain't got nowhere. Yeah, you grown. You sitting in all your mistakes and all your tragedies. But Yahweh is trying to do something brand new for you. He's trying to open up some new stuff for you. He's trying to get you a breakthrough. He's trying to set you up a little bit higher. But for him to do that, you got to come up off of this thing, this mind trip that you on. I know everything. Can't nobody tell me nothing. We get to the point where Yahweh can't even tell us stuff. We think we know better than somebody will show you something in the world. Yeah, but I think. There's some crazy stuff. I think. I feel. I don't want. I'm telling you, it's not about you. It's about what Yahweh has for you. So when we go here for 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 6th verse, is telling the church something. It says what? Humble yourself. That's one of the hardest things for y'all to do. And I'll include myself because it's hard. To what? What does humbling yourself mean? Yeah, it means shut up. It means stop fighting. Right? It means you're not giving up to lose something. You're giving up to gain something. There ain't nothing like giving it up to Yahweh, because he can't nobody give you what you need except him. Can't nobody do you like he can do you. But you got to get beyond your hard head. And we've all been to that university. University HK, UHK, University of Hard Knocks. Who's got their head knocked hard? Okay, you bumped your head. And you bumped it again. And you bumped it again. And you bumped it again. Y'all was saying, ain't you tired of getting your head bumped? That's what the word is for. Anti-head bump. That's what it is. That's what it does. And so it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the what? You know, this is what I love. He didn't just say, humble yourselves under the hand. But he said something is something special about that hand. The hand is what? Mighty. Well, what is our weapons that we just read? Our weapons are what? Our weapons are mighty, right? His hand is mighty. Therefore, if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of Yahweh, we have access to mighty weapons, because Yahweh is in charge of those mighty weapons if we'll just humble ourselves to his mighty hand. That's it. Say, it's mighty, mighty. It's a mighty hand with a mighty weapon, right? You can't lose with that. And it says, and he'll do something that he may what? I'm looking around here, and I don't see nobody that don't need exalting. We all need to be lifted up a little higher. See, anybody high enough? If you high enough, raise your hand. If you want to go higher, raise your hand. See, this will trust me out. Okay, look at that. Why is the world trying to get high? Come on now. Even worldly people are trying to what? Get high. Right? Because what does getting high do? It's supposed to make you feel good. It's supposed to lift you up above them problems. But it's a lie, because it has something attached to it called the come down. So if I got to come down, it ain't a real high. I want something that's going to stay high. But guess what I found in Yeshua? His mighty hand will lift me up and keep me high. It's the only high that stays high. So I'll ask you again, does anybody not want to get high, but does anybody want to stay high? Who want to stay high? All right. So you got to humble yourself to stay high, right? And so it says what? He's going to what? He's going to exalt you in what? In due time. What does that mean? You got to hold on. And just tell your neighbor, just hold on. It's coming in due time. In due time. And I'm telling y'all, due time is the right time. Tell your neighbor, let's do that. Due time is the right time. Because you don't want it before. I want my steak well done. Well, don't pull it off before it's time. It's not going to be ready. And what you going to do? You're going to send it back. You bougie people. You send that stuff back, don't you? But you went, hey, you want it done right, don't you? So what do you do when you send it back? What do you got to do? You got to wait on it. Right? So Yahweh is trying to make it just the way you like it. So for him to make it the way you like it, you got to wait. It's made to order. Ask for what you want and pay for what you get. All right. So it says this. Humble yourselves. And I told you last time that the enemy is going to do a couple of things to fight you. Humble yourself. He's going to tell you either that you are the lowest of low, or and you're not worthy of what Yahweh has for you, or he's going to tell you you're the next best thing since sliced bread, and you are so high and lifted up, can't nobody tell you nothing. Right? Both of them is traps. Right? And so it says right here, seventh verse. So he's going to exalt you in due time. So casting all your cares upon him, because he what? We did this last time. Who got cares? We all got cares. You weren't built and you weren't created to handle your own cares. You weren't built for worry. You weren't built for anxiety. You weren't built for stressing. You weren't built for tripping out and flipping out. You were built to be able to take that mess and cast it on him and let him take care of it. Let him care for you. Can't nobody care for you and take care of you like he can. So we talked about casting means to throw it and get it as far away from you as you can. And so that's what your job is. Why? Because he cares for you. Eighth verse. So be what? Sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is like the what? Roaring lion. And it's, did it say he was a roaring lion? He's ass. Meaning that he's a faker. He's a fake. He's a phony. He's trying to act like he is a lion. He's trying to act like he got some power. He's trying to act like he's controlling the situation. But guess what? He can't control nothing when it comes to you. Because you've already been given the victory by Yahweh. Because of what Yeshua did on the cross, you already have won. You already have won, beat him. Say the devil's already defeated. It's already a done deal. It's a done deal, right? So how can he fool you into thinking that you don't have it? He roar like a lion and act like a fool and snarls and snaps at you. But tell yourself it ain't real. He's all bark and no bite, right? And so he's like a feeding, he's like a roaring lion. And he walketh about what? Seeking, he's trying to find out who he can fool. Yahweh delivered you. Why should you be a fool? Hello? Yahweh delivered you. You ain't no fool. Don't be a fool for the devil. Now, the word says be a fool for Mashiach. That means give it up to him, Mashiach. But y'all giving it up to the devil. I ain't letting no devil in hell take my victory. When Yahweh tells me that I am something, when he tells me I'm more than a conqueror, then he tells me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's mine. Enemy can't tell me no different. So it says, he's walking like a lion, and the ninth verse says, whom resist those who resist steadfast, who resist? What does it mean? Whom it says, whom resist steadfast. That means those who will stand. And those who will stand in faith. Those who are not movable, right? There's something that's going to happen to you. And what is it? Knowing the same that the afflictions that were accomplished in the brethren that are what? In the world. You already won, right? You've already won. So let's go to Matthew. So if I can take a thought and I can reject the thought, that means I need to be careful. When these situations come and challenges come, I have to be able to what? I have to be able to what? Cast down imaginations, right? And so let's go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Say, I can take a thought or I can reject the thought. So right now, some of you are sitting right here and you're taking in thoughts. You're supposed to be concentrating. You're supposed to be listening. But you thinking, oh, God, what? How am I going to do this? Oh, God, this is happening. And, you know, the rent is due. And, it's, I got to pay the cell phone bill. And, oh, God, oh, mercy. What is he telling us? Matthew 6, Matthew 6 chapter. You got the 31 verse? Okay. What does it say? Therefore, stop. It says, therefore, take no thought. Wait. So that means that I can take a thought or I can what? Reject the thought. So now the word is telling me, therefore, take no thought. Say, don't take it. If a situation presents itself, you have a choice to say, I'm going to take that or I'm going to reject that. What am I going to eat? Where's my meal coming from? I ain't got no job. Take no thought. He just told you to cast that care. Okay, you acknowledge that you need a job. Amen. Don't raise your hand. You acknowledge that you need it, right? Pray about it. Tell them that you want Sundays off. Amen. Amen. And cast it on him. And what? Wait. Now, Bible says once you've done all you can do. So put in your application. Look at the won't ads. Ask somebody. You know what? About this job or whatever? You have any contacts? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So you go on and ask. But when you lay down on your pillow at night, don't worry about it. Yahweh's already put it in motion. You done made your request made known. Now cast it on him and let him take care of it and get your good night's sleep. He'll manifest it, right? And so it says, don't take a thought saying what? What we going to eat? How am I going to work? What shall we drink? I need to find a place. One of the worst things in existence is, anybody ever heard of that nursery rhyme called the Henny Penny? What was up with Henny Penny? She's the one that kept on saying what? The sky's falling. And what did she do? She went around to all the different people saying what? Sky's falling. She was trying to like, you need to be concerned about this. You need to be worried about this, right? Nothing worse than a believer that's running around worried and in a frenzy and trying to do stuff, trying to make Yahweh's work happen. If you are a true believer, you're going to rest in knowing that Yahweh provides for his children. He is Yahweh Yara. He is a provider. And because you are his child, he will provide for you. Tell your neighbor, that's what he does. That's what he does. Guess what? He's good at it. Guess what? He's the best. He's the professional. If he can create all of the heavens and all of the earth and find a way that you will be reconciled back to him through Yeshua, surely he can find you a job. Amen. If you won't, won't. Okay. You had to throw that in there, right? Okay, so it says, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, wherewith shall you what? Be clothed. And the 32nd verse says, for after all these things, the Gentiles, those that don't have a relationship with the Savior, those are the ones that worry about all that stuff. Why? Because they don't have a Yahweh Yireh. They don't have a provider. They don't have a right to all the benefits and all of the things that Yahweh has in store for you. Do you know there's a storehouse of blessings up there for you to be manifested here? 2015 manifestation of the unseen. It's yours. Say it's mine. It's mine. Tell your neighbor they might need some encouragement. It's yours. No, it's yours. He said, it's mine. No, it's yours. Right? That's what he has for us. But it says, so don't act like a Gentile. The Gentiles are the ones worrying about all that mess. Right? It says, the Gentiles, they worrying. Why? Because they don't have the hope that you got. So he has to reinforce it. So it says what? For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all. You mean my God, Yahweh, knows what I need? He knows what you need before you even know what you need. Guess what? If you serve him right, he'll even give you some stuff that you won't. Why? Because you're faithful. You believe that his what? His word is true. So tell yourself, Yahweh knows what I need. He knows. So because he knows, 33, but seek ye first the what? Kingdom of Yahweh. And what? His righteousness. And some of these things. All of these things shall be what? What does added mean? You don't just get one thing. You get this thing, and you get that thing, and that other thing, and this thing, and then before you know it, everything's being added, and you're like, where is it coming from? It's coming from Yahweh. Why is it coming? Because he knows exactly what you need. So he knows that, and so it says what? 34th. Take therefore no thought of tomorrow. Today is Sunday. Stop worrying about Monday. I tell people to be successful in Yahweh, I live my life one day at a time. I ain't worried about Wednesday. Why? Because I'm basking in the glory of Sunday. Now, when Monday comes, I'm going to anchor my day. I'm going to wake up because he's going to wake me up, and I'm going to be in joy. Because why? Because he woke me up. He didn't have to wake me up. He woke me up Monday. Let me give him thanks for that. And then my day is filled with, okay, what can I do for you, Yahweh? How can I advance your kingdom today? What is it that I can do? Right? But I don't worry about Tuesday till Tuesday come. Why? Because y'all so worried about what's happening in the morrow. It's coming. But he wants you to enjoy this day. That's why he said, this is the day that Yahweh has made. I what? Will rejoice and be glad. What is it in that day that he has created? The next day hadn't come yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to live in the fullness of Yahweh on this day. Tell your neighbor, we need to enjoy this day. And not just because it's Sunday. Because this feeling, oh, y'all feel good. I'm seeing some smiles. I'm seeing some victory. I'm seeing some deliverances. I'm seeing some healing going on. I'm seeing some joy. But tell your neighbor, it don't stop. Oh, no. See, tomorrow, I'm going to be feeling like this tomorrow. But instead of talking to you like this, I'm going to be talking to myself, me and Yahweh. I'm rejoicing what? In him. You guys looking, well, I can't wait to go to church. Amen, that's a beautiful thing. But you need to have church when you by yourself. You need to have worship when you by yourself. You need to give thanksgiving and honor and praise when you by yourself. And if you're doing it when you by yourself, by the time we get together, we gonna blow the roof off this place. Anybody ready to blow the roof off? Today. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Your victory is today. Your healing is today. Your breakthrough is today. It's today. Stop waiting for tomorrow. Get it today. Don't wait until tomorrow to get happy. Get happy today. Right now. Right now.
Be glad right now.
He wants some children that are going to be glad right now. No, I'm going to wait for tomorrow to be glad. You better be glad right now, in this moment, right now. And if you're doing it right, you ain't worried about tomorrow. Because when Monday comes, I'm going to do the same thing. Tuesday, same thing. Wednesday, same thing. Thursday, same thing. Friday, same thing. Saturday, same thing. Sunday, woo! So what you worried about? What you worried about? Tell your neighbor, what you worried about? The answer better be nothing. What you worried about? Nothing. What you worried about today? Leave worrying for them folks out there that don't got no hope. But as long as you got Yahweh, you got hope. Tell yourself, as long as I got Yahweh, I got hope. Tell your neighbor, as long as you got Yahweh, you got hope. Somebody praise him for the hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 This is a kingdom state of mind. My mind is focused on praising him. My mind is focused on thanking him. My mind is focused on giving him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you that we don't have to worry about tomorrow. And if something that we are concerned about, all we have to do is cast our care upon you. And you care for us. So we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for waking us up today. We thank you for giving us strength today. We thank you for giving us health today. We thank you for blessing us today. And tomorrow, we're going to praise you again. Tomorrow, we will exalt you again. And there may be a concern that comes up tomorrow, and we will cast that care upon you because you are still caring for us. So today, we give you the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for your word. that is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Thank you for giving us the ability to have a kingdom state of mind, that we put our faith and our confidence in you. So today, we give you honor and glory and praise. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, let's keep your head bowed. There may be someone here. We want to give that opportunity. Maybe you want this assurity. You want this relationship. You want this ability to cast your cares on a Savior that does indeed care for you. How can I do that? It starts by relationship. Well, I don't have that relationship. Well, we can get you that relationship. You can establish that today. All you have to do is acknowledge that you want it, and He'll give it to you. So if you are in the house today and you want to establish a relationship with the Father, you've tried it your way, and you want the victory and the power that He's speaking to us, even in what we just read today, if you want that, raise your hand and we'll pray for you for that relationship. That's one. Amen. It's real. It's a real relationship. It's real. It's a change. It's something different than we've all ever experienced before. And He will give it to us. If you've had that relationship before and you're not as close as you used to be, we serve a God who restores. He can put you back in that position of receiving that just the way it was when it was brand new. He's a restorer. He's the God of the second chance. If you want to reestablish your relationship, you want restoration back to where your relationship used to be, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at this time, everybody keep your head bowed. At this time, if you want to receive, if you raise your hand for any of those instances, you got to act in faith. Step out. Come right here with me and we'll pray about it right now. If you raise your hand for any of that, come with me right now. Nobody's looking. Don't let the enemy rob you of this opportunity. Come forward and let's pray about it. Let's get it right. Let's do it. Nobody's looking. We can pray about it. Let's do it. Just come on. Just come. Hallelujah. And we'll pray together. Praise of our saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This time we want our ushers to come forward. Just one more opportunity. I'm going to let you go in 2 minutes.